Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Insurers have a full plate of things to consider these days, from changing weather trends to inflation and artificial intelligence. I'm Lori Chortis for Best Review Magazine, and I'm speaking to Mark Burvin. He's the President and Chief Operating Officer of Nationwide Property and Casualty. Mark, welcome. It's great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for the invite. Great to be here. And anytime we get a chance to talk about all that fun stuff in insurance, you can count us in.
Wonderful.
Mark, how would you describe the state of the insurance industry right now?
You know, it's really a dynamic marketplace, and I think it's different depending upon segment of our business. And, you know, as we kind of think about the standard lines, personal lines, core small commercial, et cetera, I think we've got a lot of what you just talked about impacting performance of carriers and, you know, creating some disruption in market. So as we talk about the last 3 to 5 years of weather trends, and as we continue to see the frequency of severe events and what's happening there, you couple that with the economic environment, inflation, labor issues, and some of what you get there, so that the severity side is going up, frequency side is going up. From a regulatory perspective, you know, the dynamics of what we're all dealing with there, creating opportunities and some challenges as we all navigate the current environment together. And then again, as you talk about new and innovative opportunities, generative AI, how are we thinking about new and emerging tools that we're always looking for to provide the best protection, services, and solutions for our clients and distribution? It's a very dynamic marketplace. Then you compare that to the excess and surplus lines, and thinking about the continued growth there as we see the market share for the collective industry with all of the trends that we were just talking about, creating opportunistic growth and innovation in the E&S space. So it's a really dynamic marketplace.
Based on the macro trends you're seeing, how should the industry respond?
Well, I think, again, doing what we always do, which is looking to solve problems. And, you know, at the end of the day, as we think about, you know, whether it's the weather-related issues, what is starting to become more prevalent as we see industry trades, but also just looking at publications across the board and commentary coming about our industry, affordability and availability. In some markets in particular, that's becoming very challenging. So how do we respond as an industry? I think, again, we look at the problem-solving side of how do we create more solutions, and in particular to weather. We don't control the weather as much as we'd all like to try, but what are the things that we can do? So as we think about, you know, as an industry, we've always been great after a loss of responding and repairing and taking care of customers. And that will always be a part of what we do. But shifting the mindset to how do we better predict and prevent losses? You know, so a lot of modeling work going into where can we expect different types of events as weather patterns are changing, but really moving into the space of, you know, how do we mitigate loss and how can we prevent losses from occurring? Well, building standards, great example of that. So as we think about creating building codes that can create more resiliency, depending upon whether it's wildfire to hail to hurricane, advancements with organizations like the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety, fortified standards, creating more advocacy and efforts to really get out, you know, all government is local, getting to local cities and counties about the impact of building codes and what could happen with just, you know, a bit more of a concentrated effort of advancing those sorts of things. So I think there's a lot we can do to keep getting in front of these things as the market continues to evolve.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best, Our insight, your advantage.
How can communities make themselves more resilient to severe weather?
Yeah, you know, probably back to this whole building code opportunity that we look at. I think it was FEMA that recently had done some analysis, and 65% of cities, counties across the country have no building codes whatsoever. And so this is where I think, again, local distribution can play a critical part. You know, just again, as a carrier, creating the awareness of the sorts of gaps that exist on something like that, and providing materials, not that you have to be the subject matter expert on everything, but where to point individuals and organizations and local officials to get information on how do we create more resilient communities, which at the end of the day provides economic stability. You know, as you think about as events come through and shut down businesses or individuals are disrupted from, you know, where they live, again, there's a critical part that we play. And I think at the local level, distribution always has a role where they can really be the advocate for their local community, being the subject matter expert on ways that get back to this whole piece of affordability and availability of insurance for all, whether individuals or businesses.
Mark, what role can distribution professionals play in helping customers mitigate risk and navigate the current insurance market?
Yeah, you know, I have tremendous respect for what distribution is working on today as we think about the environment of inflation that we're going through. You know, so cost is always a part of the conversation, and all good distribution, you know, they talk about the quality for the cost that customers pay. So making sure that the right coverages are there, all of the things that agents and brokers have done for years and years. But I think also it's the advancement of providing guidance on risk management. What are the things that, you know, customers can do a better job of preventing losses? So whether it's or controlling cost, right? So whether it's in a personal line space where it maybe is telematics, or maybe it's water sensors in the home, whether it's in a commercial property where, again, maybe it's thermal imaging where you can check for hot spots and get insight to avoid a fire before it happens. I think that whole bringing risk management to the client, letting the client know ways in which they can better manage risk. Because at the end of the day, we also know I've never met a customer that wanted to have an insurance claim. And that advice that comes from distribution at that local level that has the relationship with the customer, I think is a critical piece of bringing this risk management to the front of mind. So it isn't just a transaction based upon cost. We all know cost is a part of it, but actually the best way to control costs is to collectively, that's figure ways to predict, prevent, and mitigate loss.
Mark, it's been a pleasure. This has been so informative, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Again, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
That was Mark Bervin, President and Chief Operating Officer of Nationwide Property and Casualty. For Best Review Magazine, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.